Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I know we all fall down. I'm wondering how much too much. Stumble on the same life, not new stuff. I just wanna get up and stay off the ground. They say you win some, lose some. If I had it my way, I wouldn't lose none. He did not make me a loser. What happened when this thing get repetitive? All week I've been getting hella wins. Last night, thank God for deliverance. Just woke up and took a elegant. I know that God got the medicine. I gotta let it in. I gotta. But what if I never win? But what if I never win? I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling. I keep falling. But yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling. Just know I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling on you. How many times can I keep slipping? I need a reconditioned mind. Could it be an addiction I have? And who gets to choose where to draw the line? I just wanna be obedient, God. Grace and mercy, I'm in need of it, God. I believe it if you speak into God. But could you help my unbelief in it, God? And I know you ain't bring me this far to leave me here beaten, scarred. Complete what you started in me, I'ma need you to keep me, Lord. I'm supposed to have the victory. Why do I let Satan get to me? Father, promise you do this for me. Cause I keep falling. I keep falling, but yet I'm still calling. I'll keep calling, just know I'm still all in. Lord, I'm all in. So if I keep falling, then I'll keep falling.
Thinking about bringing death to himself, but he questions himself. I've been off since a
foul. Feeling lost, feeling awfully nauseous and foul. This is awkward, but Lord, can we talk for a while? I can't front, I am drunk. Am I not still your child? Hear me out. I know I should be reading the Bible, yeah. But instead I'm bleeding this bottle, yeah. The road's dark and my feet's on the throttle. Feeding my sorrow with each swallow, uh-oh. I know I should be learning the scriptures, yeah. But I'm twisting up and burning this wisher, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why. Feel free to blow my high. Yeah, Lord, my mood's so disgusting. This suffering's just an excuse to keep using, abusing these substances. Subsequently, I give up being free. What was valuable now is worth nothing to me. Is there nothing to me that's worth quitting for? Isn't your spirit abundant? My fear is redundant. I'm numb, but I'm done. Give me freedom, please come quick. Meet you with your feet and take my seat in your sonship. I'm depleted and dumb, sick, I need healing, willing to do anything, including not chilling with people I run with. So come with your comfort, your son's hurt, work on me urgently, cause it is absurd how I turn from thee. Yeah, cause you're the greatest high I've ever known, more popping than vodka and methadone medicine. You're more than a molly, you're doper than duff, your Holy Ghost is so potent, I'm soaking it up. I know I should be reading the Bible, yeah. But instead I'm bleeding this bottle, yeah. The road's dark and my feet's on the throttle. Feeding my sorrow with each swallow, uh-oh. I know I should be learning the scriptures, yeah. But I'm twisting up and burning this wisher, yeah. I'm hurting and I don't know why. Feel free to blow my high, I need you.
Yep, the Most High, G-O-D, that's what I'm talking about. He can reach you and me, no matter where we are. That's what I'm talking about. What's cracking, what's happening? You are tuned in to When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. I'm your homie, Oasis, and today's topic is, it's a question. Today's topic is, why do we do what God tells us don't do? Mm-hmm. Why do we do what God tells us don't do? Mm-hmm. Don't do this. Well, let me just get a little bit of don't do that. Well, just this one time, let me don't do this. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. We get the rationing. Well, it ain't gonna hurt if I just get a little. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. God say, don't do it. And man say, wrap it up. Oh, he's in the building up in here. God say, don't do it. Man say, take precaution inside of what you're doing. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Boy, I ain't even got, I ain't prayed. I ain't read the scripture. But Father, you in the building already with this title. Why do we do what God tells us don't do? Why do we do what God tells us don't do? We find it easy. It's simple. It's easy to break God's law and go against what he says. Yeah, we find it easy doing that, right? It's easy to be disobedient. But it's more challenging to obey God.
Yeah, somebody say, I'm going to obey God.
Raise your hand and say, I'm going to obey God, no matter how challenging it is. It's easy to be disobedient, but it's more challenging to obey God. Okay, it's more challenging to obey God, which is our expression of love to him. Yes, obeying God, doing what he tells you to do, is an expression of your love to God.
Oh, scratch the record on that. That'll preach right there. That'll reach too.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. One more time. Mm-hmm. Yes, obeying God, doing what he tells you to do, is an expression of your love to God. They go for all of us humans. Yeah. It's easy to sin.
It's easy to be bad. Yeah. It's easy to sin, man. The world is set up for us to sin. You know that? Yeah, the world system, the way the world is set up to sin. Matter of fact, it caters to our sinful nature. But God, yes, sir, that's where you got to be in it and not of it. Yeah, be in the world and not influenced by the world, because the world is being influenced by the devil and their own evil deeds. So be in the world and not of it. It's easy to sin because the world is set up for us to sin, and it caters to our sinful nature. And God hates sin. He don't hate you. He hates what we be doing, our sinfulness, our wickedness, and our disobedience. He hates that. He want to be close to us, but sin separates us from him. He wants to be close to us. But sin and disobedience and not believing and not trust, that separates us from him. But God, look how awesome he is. He gives us his spirit. Yeah, check out his awesomeness. He gives us his spirit because you're going to need it. Yeah, he's not requiring you to do this on your own. He gives us his spirit. Hallelujah. And he widens our steps on the path that he already trailblazed for us. So we stay in his will. So he even widens your path. So even when you fall still on the path. Yeah, the path that he already trailblazed for us so that we stay in his will. Trailblaze me. He already cleared the path for you. Got all the bushes out the way, the trees out the way, all the, alligators and animals and whatever else is in the way. Yeah, because sometimes we got to go through the swamp, man. But he got to get all the wolves out the way. You know, he blazed the trail for us. He's the trailblazer. That's why we can always look to the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus the Christ. All right? Now, not only that, the Father and the Son, Jesus, lives in us on top of that. He gives us his spirit. He widens our steps on the path that he already trailblazed for us so that we stay in his will. He also lives in us. The Father, the Son, Jesus lives in us with the Holy Spirit of truth, so it ain't no excuses. Yeah, it ain't no excuses. I'm just human. You got all this help, the Holy Spirit, God himself, and getting to know God as Father, and you got Jesus. Man, please. Grace is greater than sin. Mercy, eat up that sin. Come on, man. Yeah, let's get it in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for living in us. Thank you, Jesus, for living in us too. Father, you just continue to have your way in our lives. Thank you for all of the help that you give us so that we can be successful in you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we thank you. We worship you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Right now. You don't have to send us the help, but thank you for sending it, and we receive it. Thank you for loving us, and we receive it. Now, Father, anything that's in us that's not like you, you work it out of us and put more of you in us so that our behavior will come out, the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, the fruit of the Spirit will come through us and produce in our lives, Father. But this is not religion. It's not about what we do. Let us keep our faith in you. Yeah, but you keep working our faith. Let us trust you when you're working it. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in to hear from you. Father, make us hearers and doers of your word. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for teaching us your scriptures and letting us understand your scriptures. Continue to let us grow. Yeah, let us grow and continue to let us grow and thrive and prosper in you as our soul prospers. Have your way as we continue to submit to you and resist Satan. As we continue to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow you. All for your glory in the name of Jesus. I pray, amen. Yeah, we up in here. You all tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Interactive worldwide broadcast. We are transparent and authentic over here. This is no religion, and we ain't acting like we perfect. Yeah, we acting like we humans that need Jesus. Yeah. And we following him too. We going after him. We ain't just acting like we need him. We going after him. We hungering and thirsting for righteousness and for his word and his truth. All right? So yeah, over here we pray. Just did that. We'll do it again if you got a prayer request. We worship and praise. We about to get into that in a few. Worship is our lifestyle. We live unto God. And do whatever you're doing unto God. Do whatever you're doing unto God, okay? He's acquainted with all of our ways. Now, our part is to acknowledge him in all of our ways. God is acquainted. He's associated with all of our ways. We are to acknowledge God, though, in all of our ways, the good and the bad. Yeah, time out for ugly. We ain't doing that. Good and bad. That's it. Yeah, Satan had us tricked for a long time with two negatives and one positive, talking about good, bad, and ugly. Now, God is good. Whether you good or bad, God is good. And guess what? Go to God, whether you being good or whether you being bad, go to God. Now, when you're being bad, go to him and ask him for forgiveness and ask him to change you and let his life produce through you. But even when you're good, hey, tell him to keep you. You know what I'm saying? Keep you with him. You know what I'm talking about? Let you continue to, you know, have faith in him. All right, let's, over here, we also get our problem solved by us doing something. What we doing? We having our faith and we working our faith. Having our faith in God and we working our faith. Faith without works is dead. So we are working our faith in God. That's how we get our problems solved. By giving them to the problem solver. Waiting on him and letting him do it how he do it. You know what I'm talking about? And doing what he tell us to do. So yeah, we appreciate you tuning in. We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern when we have hip-hop Bible study. Lil Buddy, we play them hip-hop gospel songs, a bunch of them. Then we get into three chapters of the scripture. You know what I'm talking about? And then we be out your way. So that's at 7 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. All right? And also we record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern with topics from the all-knowing one himself. Yeah, just like today. Why do we do what God tells us don't do? Oh, I ain't asking you to answer this question, but I got the answer for all of us because it's in God's word. And he's going to explain it to us. You know what I'm talking about? And once you know, then it's on you to work to do what God tells you to do. Yeah, it's on you to work on obeying God. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, a.k.a. follower of Jesus Christ in 2022. Yes, sir. And now, we're moving on. It's time for us to worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. We play some songs, yeah, to get you in there more, but you got to put your mind on Christ. Yeah, you got to thank him out of your mouth, thank him out of your heart, okay? Whichever one works for you. Make sure it's coming from your heart, though. Whether you open your mouth or not, thank you, Jesus. That's how you do that. Hallelujah. That's the highest praise. So them two, I just helped you out. So we're going to worship and praise God. Get your mind on him. Tell him, you know, show him your gratitude. Express your love to him by worshiping him. Yeah, glorifying him, magnifying him, making him bigger and more important than anything, anybody in your life. Yeah, make it personal. Go play some songs. Let it touch your heart. Listen to what the words are saying, all right? And get in touch with God, your Father, during these moments. Yeah, it's time for us to worship and praise God. And we do that in the spirit and in the truth. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, why do we do what God tells us don't do? Let's worship.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you. Needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need.
Thank you.
Mic check. That's right. We worship and we praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Hallelujah. All right. Yeah, we praise. That means that's when we get up and tell the church. We praising God, dancing before God, clapping your hands like about to clap them off. Yes, sir. Yeah, hallelujah. And we worship God. And we hallelujah God all at the same time. So, yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic. I'm so ready to get to it, man. I'm ready to skip everything, but we're going to go in order. Why do we do what God tells us don't do? That's the topic. All right? Remember this. You can call in. We do have a call-in number that works only when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? The call-in number is 563. Again, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. It only works when we are live. All right, you can listen that way or you can speak by pushing one. All right, listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You know what I'm talking about? You can listen live or from the archives. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate you listening. All right. Also, donations are accepted. I got to talk about giving because God loves cheerful givers. Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given unto you." Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give unto your bosom? You want somebody to give you when you need to, you need help. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody to give you some help, all right? But the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. You got to watch your heart. Watch your response when you hear the word give, especially when it's coming from God, all right? Cheerful givers, stand up, though. You know what I'm talking about? Cheerful givers, stand up. Contact us. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Contact us. All right. You can sign up for the newsletter that way. If you want to give, we'll let you know how to give over here to this ministry. We'll let you know how to do that way. All right. Also, like I said, you can get the good newsletter. You can order the audio book and the album by your homie Oasis. I'm talking about just email us When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. At gmail.com, put good newsletter in the subject line. I'm sorry. You could put newsletter in the subject line. You could put album in the subject line. You could put audiobook in the subject line. You could put offering in the subject line. Whatever you know, hitting us up for. All right, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. If you just want to hit us up with an encouraging word, that's welcome too. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. We're moving on. Let's go to the next segment of the broadcast. We're getting closer to the time for us to eat. You know, we be feeding our faith up in this thing. We're getting closer, y'all. All right? Now we come to the broadcast, this part of the broadcast. Got to be fair, you know what I'm saying? This is the issues of life part of the broadcast where, you know, we humans, we bring our issues, our problems, or our circumstances, or all the above, bring them to God, and He gonna bring you to victory. You see what I'm saying? This is also the chance that we give thin-skinned, those easily offended folks. Why He said that you offended because of the truth and all this other stuff. These thin-skinned people, we giving y'all chance. And these itching ears, you know, people here being nosy or trying to get their I just want to hear a good word. Okay. Itching ears and thin skin, this is your chance to leave and go do something else with yourself. Or you can repent and stay in here and feed your faith like the rest of us. All right? So this is the segment that we're going to give you a chance to leave or repent. This is also the segment where you call in 563-999-3702. You give your issue, your problem, your concern. All right? Talk about it. And God got the solution, though. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so here come my theme music, like the head. Here it go.
Oh! Hey! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school. But now I disapprove of half of what they listen to.
Yeah, we in the building. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis, and I don't really have an issue. My issue is I'm ready to get into the scriptures for today. How about you? Can we go ahead and jump into the topic? So that's what we about to do then. Go ahead and jump into today's topic. How about that? The first scripture we're going to, we're going to take it all the way back to the beginning. That would be Genesis. Chapter 1 in Genesis. So go there. We're about to start it right there. Genesis chapter 1. See why we do what God tells us don't do. Genesis chapter number 1. Today's topic, why do we do what God tells us don't do? Easy to be disobedient. Easy. It's not easy to... You know, it's challenging in this world because you got to go against your flesh and you got to go against all this reality, which is vanity. Yeah, all this reality is vanity, is meaningless. So it becomes challenging, but it's the right way to go. It's the right way to live. The just shall live by faith. We got the prime example. God himself did it for us through Jesus the Christ. We got the prime example, man. Ain't no more excuses, man. You know what I'm talking about? God knows everything about us. He know more about you than you know about you. Yeah. He knows more about you than you know about you. So don't even try to outthink him. It ain't going to happen. You get headache and heartache. But yeah, man. This Bible will open you up to everything that you need to know about God and about life. Genesis chapter 1. Go to verse 26. We're reading verses 26 through 29. Why do we do what God tells us don't do? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We're about to start right here. And it says, and God said, okay, man wasn't even present right here when God said, let us make man in our image. Not one human being was created yet. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God said, so he wasn't talking to man. He was talking to himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God said, let us make man. Man was not present right here. God is present already. Already here. He always is in existence. Man was not always in existence. And the way we going, we going to reach extinction in a minute. So God said, let us make man in our image. You're made in God's image. He talking, it's a meeting. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus is there, and God the Holy Spirit of truth is there. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. You made in his image. You got the same kind of nature God got too. Okay, that's why you got to push away from the sinful nature. Don't let the sinful nature keep controlling you. That's what this is about. So let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Dominance over the fish of the sea. You don't dominate man, but you dominate fish. Okay? Over the fowl of the air. Dominate the birds. Man. Let them have dominion over the cattle. Dominate the cattle, the cows. And over all the earth. Mm-hmm. Let them have dominion over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. They go for the insects and everything else, right? That creeps on the earth. Verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. Humans, we were created in God's image, not the devil's image, not the image that you see in the mirror, not the image that the world want to put on you or the identification that the world want to give you. God created you and me in his own image. So if you want to know about you, you better go to God. You know what I'm talking about? In the image of God created he him, male and female, no in between or confusion. God made male and female. He created them. Now, if it's some in-between or I want to change and I want to be a trans and all that, you ain't created by God. You created by your own wicked desires, and Satan helped you out. This is when hip-hop meets the truth, the way, the life. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. They're going to keep hitting you with this truth. Verse 28, Genesis, chapter number 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. Look at this. God created you. First he had a meeting and said, let us make you. Okay. Then he blessed you, gave you dominion over everything, right? Except people. You don't dominate people. You don't dominate people. Verse 28, Genesis chapter 1 says, God blessed them. So God blessed you. People think if they have all their bills paid, people think they have a title in front of their name or a title after their name, their last name changed. If they got money in their pocket, if they, you name it. That's when they call themselves blessed, not knowing if you got God on your side, you blessed. Because before you had all this stuff that you think that you blessed with, you know, before you had all that, God made you right here and blessed you. Yeah, before he even opened up the world and created everything, this is the beginning. God created man in his own image. And then verse 28 says, God blessed them. God blessed you. Yeah, he ain't say he gave you $100, $1 million, or $1 trillion. He didn't say he made you successful. It said God blessed you. God blessed them, and God said unto them, he blessed you, then he said something to you. Told you to do something. What he said? Be fruitful, produce something, and multiply what you produce. Mm-hmm. Be fruitful, multiply. Be fruitful means produce something. Multiply means multiply what you produce and replenish the earth. Keep working on it so that thing start thriving and prospering, right? And replenish the earth and subdue it. Subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed. God said, I've given you every herb, every one of them. I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Yeah. To you it shall be for meat. What do you do with meat? Eat that, don't you? All right. So the trees, we're eating some bushes and stuff like the dinosaur. Like the cows, huh? All right, let's keep going. All right, we go into Genesis chapter number 2. We just had to get to the root where we came from. And why we ain't obeying the one that made us? He made us in his image before we was even, you know, interacting with anything or anybody else on this earth. He done blessed us, gave us dominion and everything. So Genesis chapter 2, go to Genesis chapter 2, go to verse 4. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 says, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. You want to know where everything started? Don't look to science, because this goes back before science research. Science research can't go back this far. I'm telling you. You got to go to God. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. The skies, the firmament, that's heavens. Now, heaven without the S, that's the place we're trying to get to and we going to. You know what I'm talking about? So heavens, that's the earth. I mean, the sky, I mean, the firmament that separates the waters from above the firmament and below. So God made the earth and the heavens. God made it, not man. God made man. Man didn't make God. He trying. Man trying. But all he can make is a statue. Mm-hmm. Or a robot, something that ain't alive. God made you. You got a spirit, a soul, a body, right? And God can live inside of you. Mm-hmm. Boy, this is getting good. We're just getting started. Genesis chapter number 2. Go to verse 7. Verse 7 says, and the Lord God formed man. It don't say man formed God. The Lord God. We better recognize who formed us and who coming back for us.
and who we got to give an account to, he don't have to give an account to us. But he does share his mind with us. He does share his heart with us. All right? We in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says, but it says, and the Lord God formed man. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Not even the deep dirt. He formed you on of the dust, the top of the dirt. Excuse me. Yeah, we made out of dirt. No, you ain't made out of dust, the top of the dirt. That's the difference. And like I said, what can we do with dust? All we do with dust is wipe it out the way. Write our name in it or write, wash me. Oh, I'm sorry, that's dust, the top of the dirt. And look at what God did with the top of the dirt. See how much greater God is than you and me? The Lord, I'm talking, what science, what does scientists do with dust? Same thing we do with it, wipe it away, right? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Look at what God did with it. He formed man of the dust, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul when God breathed his breath into you. Yeah. That's not just oxygen and carbon dioxide. I know that what they tell you, but this is the breath of life that you're breathing in and that you're breathing out. Yeah, the breath of life. God breathed into you the breath of life, and then you became a living soul. And you still ain't messed up yet, right, humans? We still ain't did nothing wrong yet, right? Let's keep reading, though, because we got to see what happened. You know what I'm talking about? How we go from this to what's going on now in 2022. How we go from this to what's going on in 2020? That what happened in 2020? Okay, let me. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 8 says, and the Lord God planted a garden. The Lord God planted a garden. Every occupation that we know how to do, God know how to do. Look at him. He the one planted a garden. That's what farmers do, ain't it? The Lord God planted a garden before the farmer. Before the first farmer, before Adam, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. He put Adam there whom he formed. Adam was not ever supposed to live in independence of God, just like humans now. Adam is going to go for all humans. He the first human. They ain't even talking about Eve yet. It's talking about Adam, the first human being that God ever created. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God made a, he planted a garden, and then he the one put the man there. The man didn't just walk all over there by himself. He put him there, right? And, you know, he the one that formed us. Okay, we going somewhere with this. Don't worry. God going to tie it all together. Don't you worry. Verse 9, Genesis chapter 2 says, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow. God made out of the ground. He made the trees to grow out of the ground. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. They tell you that you got to plant a tree. Well, who planted the tree first? Yeah, look at this. God letting you know through his word. And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree to grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. So you don't need a seed to be planted. The tree grow. You see what I'm saying? Just like the trees grow on top of the mountain, and find out through Job that God made the trees grow out of the mountain to feed the behemoth, to feed the big old dinosaurs that he created, baby. I wondered that because I was on top of Stone Mountain a few times during my life, and I started wondering about the trees. But they say you got to have some dirt and this and that. Like, man, the tree is up here. And it's up there, but according to Job, to feed them big old colossal behemoths. All right? Now, Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the eyes. Every tree that your eyes look at that's pleasant to your eyes, God made it. And good for food, the good trees that you can't eat from, God made it. It says the tree of life also in the midst of the garden. God put that there, the tree of life. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God put that there too. See, this is where it's about to get take a turn right here. God put every tree there that's pleasant to the sight, that's good for food, that you can eat off of. The tree of life also is there, right? But somehow we done got intrigued by this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What in the world happened right there? Genesis chapter 2, right? That was verse 9. All right, where we going? Go to verse 15. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. It says, and the Lord God took the man. God's still taking that man. Y'all see that, right? So you don't ever supposed to be out here living on the earth on your own, leading your own self, following nobody else. God doing this like he did from the beginning. He created you in the beginning. Then he planted, I'm talking about making a garden for the man, putting the man in the garden, right? Verse 15 says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now you can be a farmer. I planted it for you. Now you dress it and you keep it. You make it grow. This is how God works. You don't supposed to be leaving. We don't supposed to leave God out of anything. It's a shame that we only want to pencil him in when we're in trouble. And now we don't even do that anymore as a whole. The last time, when was the last time God, okay, when is the last time that America said, God bless America? September 11, 2001. Mm-hmm. September 11, 2001. That's the last time America was saying, God bless America. Boy, it's 2022. Y'all ain't said that in 20 years. Y'all ain't meant that. What's wrong with y'all? Get him, Jesus. Uh-huh. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 16 says, and the Lord God commanded the man. Command means told him to do something. Command you. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Every tree you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. Now, why we couldn't enjoy all the rest of them trees? We can now, thanks to Jesus. I'm just saying, why we couldn't enjoy all the rest? The tree of life is right there too, and they're all made by God. But why we couldn't stay away from verse 17? But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. You shall not eat of it, for in the day you For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. See, all that's in there, and he knew we were going to do it, because he told you, you're going to die when you do it. You shall not do it, but when you do it, because I know you're going to do it. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. The day you eat from it, you're going to die. Yeah. And that don't mean a physical death either. You see what I'm saying? The day you eat, you're going to have to die a physical death, but you're going to be dead because your connection to me, your connection to the source, God is the source of life, your connection to me is going to be gone. So you're going to be walking around dead. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to die again if you don't get connected back to me. And the way you get connected back to God is we got to go through Jesus. He's the connection. Somebody say, Jesus is the connection. Yeah, connection to what? Connection of God to humans and connection of humans to God. Hallelujah. Verse 18, Genesis chapter 2 says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. It's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. I'm going to make a helper for him. A help meet. Somebody to meet his needs. Help him meet his needs. You know what I'm talking about? Help him along the way. Help him serve me. Somebody that's going to help him meet all the needs, right? That he got to get done. Get done. I will make him a helper, a help me for him. Specifically for you. You be trying to go out there and pick your own, huh? You got to get the one that God made for you. Yeah, get the one that God made for you. That'll save a lot of heartbreak and upset and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Verse number 19, Genesis chapter 2 says, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast out of the ground. Yeah, which come first, the chicken or the egg? They all came out of the ground. So the chicken came first. Mm-hmm. The cow came first. Because Adam and Eve came first, and they weren't babies. Adam and Eve came first. They weren't babies. Everybody else was a baby, including Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hallelujah.
Genesis chapter number 2, verse 19, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam. See how God working? You need his help. Adam ain't did nothing on his own yet. God doing everything, and he doing it before Adam. And just letting Adam add along to it. Yeah, we supposed to make the earth better. Look at what we did, though. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Whatever Adam named them. Because he gave Adam dominion over the animals and his creation and everything, right? Go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle, he's more intriguing, he's more tricky, right? He's more mischievous, more intelligent, more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said, the serpent said unto the woman, he says, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now, if the Bible says that the serpent said this, then I'm going to take it for what the Bible said. I'm not going to take it for what no other man or human trying to explain away the truth of God's word. The Bible says that the serpent, specifically out of all the animals that he made, was more subtle, more intriguing, more tricky, right, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, he said unto the woman, yeah, has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? See how he led with a question, right? Mm-hmm. I guess because sometimes when we get asked questions, we feel like we got the answer or something. I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of mind thing, because he asked a question. Make you doubt God, trying to make God talk. That's his ultimate thing. So he's going to serpent, right? Verse 2 says, and the woman said unto the serpent. Look, she's talking back to the serpent. So they're having a conversation. Okay. And this serpent right here happened to be the devil, okay? Just to let you know. When you're reading in Revelation, it say that dragon, that old serpent of old, you know, that old serpent called the devil. It tells you in Revelation who that is, who the serpent is, okay? Now, the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now, she know what to do. She's having a conversation with Satan, and one thing you don't do is converse with Satan. If you do say something to Satan, you hit him with a rebuke like Jesus did. You hit him with the word, it is written. You see what I'm saying? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says God. That's a scripture. You hit Satan with the scripture, right? And then sometimes, like Jesus did, finally, when Satan say, man, I want you to bow down and worship me, and I give you all this hand shoulder to him, Jesus got fed up and said, hey, man, look here. Get out my face. Away with you. Get behind me, Satan. Get under my feet, Satan, because I'm going to serve God and him only. Yeah. Don't be sitting up here doing like Eve, who was deceived by Satan. She talking to him. And he got her to quote with the, you know, the rule. You shall not eat. So she knew it. You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. Now go to verse 4, Genesis chapter 3. This is why we do what God tells us don't do, right? Okay. Because he said, don't touch the tree of good and evil, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it. At least you die. So verse number 4, Genesis chapter 3 says, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. So he lied right there. God said, you gonna die. You shall surely die. The serpent says, you shall not surely die. You ain't going to die right off the bat. You'll be spiritually dead, but you still going to get to live on the earth. That's what he do. You ain't going to surely die now.
He ain't gonna just kill you that like that. How can a God that loves send you to hell? People be saying that. And Satan be telling them that. Making them think, how can a God that loves you send you to hell, not realizing God don't send nobody to hell? We send ourselves to hell if we get there. By how? By doing what? Disobeying God and not believing the truth, which is Jesus. That's how you get to hell. You can't blame God for that. And you listening to Satan. I'm like, well, God love me, then all I got to do is do good. He don't send me to hell, boy. Please, that's a lie. Let's do what this Bible says. Satan lied to us in the beginning. After God created us, though. So that's the really beginning. But he came back there and lied to us. This chapter 3. We in, you know, Genesis chapter 3. He came with his lies right there and his deception. You shall not surely die. That's a lie. Verse 5 says, for God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. See, God don't, he trying to act like God keep you away from something. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think what the devil is saying is a good idea. Don't ever think what the devil is saying or what he is telling you is a good idea. And the devil is lying to the world. He's lying through media, through songs, through a whole bunch of this crap. So make sure you are full of faith and not full of that bull crap like Satan in this world. For God knows that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Yeah, but Satan is a part of God's plan. Because what y'all think God was doing? Y'all think God wasn't paying attention while this conversation is going on with Satan and Eve? Remember, now, God already said, in the day that you eat. He didn't say if you eat from it. It says, for in the day that you eat, like you're going to eat from it, you're going to die too. But I'm going to swallow death up in victory, and I'm going to become, well, I'm going to show you that I'm the resurrection. And death can't even stop me. That's what God showed us through Jesus. That's a good God. Verse 6 says, and when the woman saw, see, the devil got her mind open, made her see something else than what God was saying. See, we got to see what God is saying. Don't see what the world is saying. Don't see what Satan is saying. He be lying. And if he's showing you something, you're the opposite of that. So we got to see what God is saying. The woman saw that the tree was good for food. We already got all these other trees that are good for food, though. Not the one that he said don't eat from. Come on now. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, look, he appealing to the physical. Food, that's hunger. That's physical. Pleasant to the eyes, that's physical. Your eyesight, physical. And a tree to be desired to make one wise, he act like he was missing something. Made her think she was missing something. It'll make you wise. So she looked at it, oh, it's good for food. Oh, it's real pleasant to my eyes. Oh, it can make me wise. Then she took of the fruit. It didn't say she ate an apple either. It said she took of the fruit. She listened to Satan. Yeah. She took of the fruit. She took what Satan was saying. Took the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her. And he ate too. He didn't even check Satan. He went up there and ate just like she did. Adam was weak. See, we think Eve was the weak one. I mean, the woman is the weaker vessel. However, right here, Adam was weak. That's why the second Adam, the life-giving spirit, Jesus Christ, had to come. And he ain't weak. He just meek. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, the first two humans were weak. Adam was weak because he rolled up on the serpent. Because the Bible says, through Jesus the Christ, it says, while men slept, an enemy came, and there he go talking to Eve. While men slept. Yeah, I thought you so good. The angel said, told God, I thought you put good. You so good seed in the ground. How is it bad? Right there. He said, man, an enemy did this. That's what God said. Yeah, while men slept. Because a deep sleep had to fall on Adam, right? Asleep. Put him to sleep. While men slept. I know, I'm quite sure God woke him up, but you know how God be trying to wake you up sometimes. You be like, man, I'm too tired. That's probably what Adam was on. Man, that's some of the best sleep, because God put him to sleep. That's some of the best sleep. But while you were asleep, Adam, the serpent over here with your wife Eve, man. About to mess everything up. So he walk up over there. So she took up the fruit. She thought what Satan said was a good idea. She bit his idea. You know what I'm talking about? His idea. She ate it. She gave Adam. gave it to her husband with her, right? And he ate it too. That's when we first messed up there, right there. But it don't stop there. You know what I'm talking about? It don't stop there. Go to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Before we take a break, let's get into some of this Romans chapter 7. Because it get real, I'm talking real deep right here. That's what we messed up at. Anytime you decide to think that what God is saying is a bad idea and then to listen to Satan on top of that, boy, you in a bad shape. We in a bad shape right now as a whole, as humans. Because people ain't got a right since coronavirus. They still ain't got a right. They think they finna go back to some normal activity because stuff starting to look a little bit safe and all that. But God said as soon as they say peace, peace, sudden destruction comes. See, they don't know nothing about that. But you know it. Romans chapter 7. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Romans chapter 7. We starting at verse number... Where you at? We're going to start at verse number 4. I don't want y'all to get caught up and be stuck when your brain, where I want to make it, we got to get this point across. Yeah, because the first three verses talks about marriage and how the law binds the husband and the wife together, and they're only free when one of them dies, right? That's when you're free from the law, all right? Verse 4, let's pick it up right there. Romans chapter 7, verse 4 says, "Wherefore, my brethren, my believers, my fellow followers of Jesus, you also are become dead to the law." You are dead to the law. We're dead to the law. Because it's something that the law couldn't do. We're dead to them commandments. Because Jesus fulfilled them for us and became greater. Well, he already greater than the commandments. So we're not under the law. We're dead to the law. We're under the Lord. Look at this. You have become dead to the law by what? The body of Christ. Not by ourselves, but by the body of Christ. Well, he did. His sacrifice, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead. Not to another man, but to the one who was raised from the dead, Jesus Christ himself. You didn't even know you was married. That's, you got to let people know, yeah, I'm already married to Jesus. Before you even try to get you a husband or a wife to marry, you got to be married to Jesus first. Yeah, it takes two to get married, but it takes three to keep the whole thing together. Because I'm telling you, Jesus got to be in that thing. So dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another. So you're not married to the law anymore. You're married to the Lord now. Yeah, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. He's raised from the dead. The dead didn't stop him. So Jesus is not dead like Elvis and Tupac and, you know, the rest of them. I know we don't even want Michael Jackson. We don't want to die. So I know some of them, they say they fake their death, conspiracy theory, all that. But Jesus ain't fake nothing. Yeah, them humans. We got no proof. You know what I'm talking about? Of Tupac. We got no proof for that. There's more proof that he alive than he dead. Okay. But I'm just saying, Jesus, though, greater than Tupac. Jesus, greater than Elvis. Jesus, showing up, greater than MJ, Michael Jackson, and Michael Jordan. You know what I'm talking about? So, we're going to bring forth fruit to God. He died so we can bring forth fruit unto God. Y'all see this? Verse 5 says, "For when we were in the flesh," when we were in the flesh, just operating by our own five senses and by our own logic, right? When we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, put an E in front of that. Yeah, that's why I got daughters, and I tell them, don't be getting caught up in your emotions, man. Yeah, your feelings are what they are, but don't get caught up off of your feelings because feelings change, and they change just like that. Here go motions right here, motions of sins or emotions of sins. Yeah. The motions of sins, which were by the law. The motions of sins came by the law, shout it. It did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Now, we trying to bring forth fruit unto God in verse 4. But you need Jesus Christ, right? Look at verse 5, making us bring forth fruit unto death. What's doing this? Us being in the flesh without Jesus. The motions of sin is going to mess you up. You can't beat sin by yourself. No, none of us. You know what I'm talking about? The motions of sins, watch how the motions of sins mess us up in, as we keep reading. I say mess us up because this is Paul who wrote this, and Paul was already born again of God, and he wrote this. Yeah, Romans chapter 7.
Verse 5, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members, the members of your body parts, the motions of sin is working in your body parts to bring forth fruit unto death. Right? Not bringing forth fruit unto God. We need Jesus for that. Verse 6 says, but now we are delivered from the law. You see this? Now, in O.W., we are delivered from the law that being dead wherein we were held. So the law being dead, which was holding us, right? That we should serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of the letter. This is a good definition for salvation right here that we're going through right now. We are delivered from the law, that being dead, the law being dead, wherein we were held by that, right, religion, okay, that we should serve, now we serving in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. You got to decide, and you got to know, we're not under the law, but we're under the Lord. Yeah, you under the law or the Lord. We're not under our works. It don't depend on what we do. It depends on what Jesus do. That's our victory. Romans chapter 7, verse 7 says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Because it seems like the law messing us up. It's making my emotions act up. Emotional. Making me emotional in here. Okay, emotional then. Okay, all right. Yeah, you too. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? He's going to answer, God forbid. No, the law ain't sin. The law ain't sin. God forbid. No. Nay. No. Nay. N-A-Y. No. I had not known sin but by the law. So the law point out sin. The law tells you what sin is. So I wouldn't have knew sin unless I came by the law, right? I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said you should not covet. Covet and lust, that's the same thing. Lusting after all this world producing and after all the success that man tell you you need to have, covetous. Ignorance is not bliss. Yeah, ignorance is not bliss. You're going to bust hell open if you don't know God. See, ignorance, which you don't know. If you don't know Jesus, okay. That's not blissful, cuz. Or cuz it. So, I didn't know sin, except the law pointed that, okay, you sinning, bro. I ain't know hope, right? Verse 8, look at what sin did, though. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, huh? Your sin is a dirty mother. Shut your mouth. Your sin by itself. It's serious business, man. Look at this. But sin, not you, not me, S-I-N did it. Sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me or worked in me all manner of concupiscence, which means strong, lustful desire, right? Sexual too. For without the law, sin was dead. So sin gonna take occasion by the law and work in me and make me super lusty. Cause I ain't know I was lusty. But now that I know sin, oh shoot. That I'm lusting? Now here comes sin. Yeah. Come on and lust some more. No, sin. Somebody said, no, sin, no. Sin, you keep me away from God. I need to get with Jesus. Yeah, Jesus over sin. Somebody say that too. Jesus over sin. Jesus is greater than your sin. Jesus is greater than my sin. Jesus is greater than everybody in the world's sin that's living right now and that done live and will live all put together. Jesus greater than our sin. That's a good place to hallelujah him. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 7. Boy, it's getting good and deep. So sin done work made me, boy, pointing out this lust. Stirring up the lust. Let's go. Verse 9 says, for I was alive without the law once. That's what they were saying. Ignorance is bliss. It's bliss. I didn't know I was breaking the law, but you still were breaking the law. But I didn't know. But you still got some consequences, though. So ignorance is not bliss. They try to act like it. You don't want to hear Jesus say, I didn't know. I don't know you. Ignorance, I didn't know Jesus. I don't know you either. Verse number 9, for I was alive without the law once. When I was living, wasn't studying the law, I was alive, man, without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. Sin came alive when the law came, and then I died. That's why he got to be born again. Y'all see all this, right? Not he died physically, but he died, you know, like, sin's starting to take over now. I die because now I'm weak because I want to do what God wants me to do, and I sin. I'm used to doing what my sinful nature wants me to do. I've been sinning for 30 years, and now I've been walking with God for 30 seconds. I'm telling you, shouting. God real with us. And it's a process to this thing, too. Salvation is a process of God working all that ungodliness out of us and working all that godliness into us. Yeah, salvation. God, it's the process of God working all that ungodliness out of us, all that wickedness out of us, and working his goodness into us. So sin revived, I died when the law came. All right, verse 10 says, and the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. Because I keep falling short. So it's killing me. I know it's life, but I can't do it. It's life in there. The laws is good. It's made by God, but I keep falling. I didn't write this. You didn't write this. Somebody wrote this before us that already was walking with God. So now we can relate to this. See how God already got this for you? You have no excuse, humans. So verse 11 says, for sin, not me, sin did it again. Sin taking occasion by the commandment. That's the second time he did it. Sin took occasion by the commandment in verse 8. Sin taking occasion by the commandment in verse 11. Romans chapter 7. For sin taking occasion by the commandment deceived me. Sin tricked me, and by him tricking me, he slew me. Or it. Because sin ain't got no gender. You know what sin is? Sin. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Killed me, man. Wherefore, the law is holy, though. I'm not blaming the law. The law is holy. The commandment is holy and just and good. Right? Verse 13 says, was then that which is good made death unto me? And then it answers, God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, because sin is a dirty mother, shut your mouth. Sin doing this stuff. Sin. And he writing this after, this is the dude that's writing Romans, letting you know what he went through, what he was going through. So how do we think we more holier than the writers of the book? Shout it. The high priest had to go in there and confess their sins every year. This Paul writing this, and he letting you know what he was going through. Let's keep reading. Romans chapter 7. Yeah, nobody is perfect. We ain't nothing. We wretched. Except for if we get Jesus, then you become something. You become valuable then to God. Other than that, you ain't no value to God, man. That's why he got to burn you up. Your soul, your spirit, your body. You got to burn because you ain't no value. He made you. And you had all the value, but then you done gave your value to somebody else, didn't you? Someone, okay, let me keep reading. Romans chapter 7. Verse 13, Romans chapter 7, verse 13. Was then that which is good made death unto me? Talking about the law. Was it, the law is holy, it is just, and is good. So was the law which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, by that which is good, it worked death in me by that which is good, because I'm trying to do what's good, but it's still killing me because I keep falling short doing this sin thing. All right? Working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. Sin got to become so bad to you that you can't stand doing it. Yeah. Because right now we be loving it, right? All the lust and all that. You love being bad. It's easy. The world caters to it, right? But God, it ain't pleasing God. Sin. God still hates sin. One of the main reasons he hates sin is because sin separates him and you from being together. And he want to be with you so bad. Humans, God want to be with us so bad. So the law had to make sure that sin become exceeding sinful to you. Sin tripping you up. Sin killing you, right? Verse 14 says, for we know that the law is spiritual. We know that the law is spiritual. We know that God, what he's telling us to do, is spiritual and it's good for us. But it says, but I am carnal, sold under sin, though. We're carnal. We're sold under Sin, carnal, what is that? Look at verse 6 over there in Romans chapter 8. This is the results of being carnal minded and the results of being spiritually minded. Verse 6 from Romans chapter 8 says, for to be carnally minded is death. I'm carnal minded. I'm sold under sin. That's death. You got a dead mind. For to be carnally minded is death. Only operating on my logic and my five senses. That's death. That's death. But to be spiritually minded, to submit to God, obey God, and start doing things his way, right? To be spiritually minded, that's going to give me life and going to give me peace. Now back over here to Romans chapter 7. Verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. We are carnal, soul under sin. Now, soul under sin, what you mean? He finna get into it in these next few verses. Y'all ready? Pay attention, because it can get confusion, but God ain't going to let it, because he's not the author of confusion. Check it out. Verse 15 says, for that which I do, the things that I'm doing, right? That which I do, I allow not. I don't want to do that. Okay? That which I do, I allow not. For what I would do, the things that I want to do, that I do not. I'm not doing that. But what I hate, that I do. I'm doing what I hate to do, man. Because you've been walking in your flesh for 20 years, and now you just only started walking with Jesus for 2 years. It takes some time. Remember, salvation, him working all that, God working all that ungodliness and wickedness out of us and working that godliness into us, all that Jesus into us. Romans chapter 7, verse 16 says, if then I do that which I would not, if I'm doing what I don't want to do, I consent unto the law that it is good. The law is good, but it's not good enough. Because look at verse 3 in Romans chapter 8. It says, for what the law could not do. The law good, but it ain't good enough. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God had to do something. Because the law couldn't do it. So God did it by sending his son, his own son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So the law couldn't condemn your sin. In verse 4 of Romans chapter 8, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So the law cannot condemn your sin, and the law cannot fulfill the righteousness of the law in you. But God did that through Jesus. God condemned sin through in the flesh, right, through Jesus, and he fulfilled the righteousness of the law through Jesus, and it passes on down to us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So Romans chapter 7. Verse 17 says, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me then. This is helping us out, right? It ain't even me doing it. It's the sin that's in me, man. Because I don't want to do it. I want to start pleasing God now. However, my body done been all these habits. Not like the, it ain't like God can't break your habits now. He can undo everything just like that now. Don't get it twisted. But he takes his time during the process, and he builds us. And we be learning it, and we get to trust him, and we get to know him and stuff, too. So, it's no more I that do it. This help you out. But it's sin that dwells in me. Now, sin ain't your friend. And sin killing you if you let sin keep doing it, right? It's not me doing it, but it's sin. Verse 18 says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. Ain't nothing good in your flesh. For to will or to want to is present with me. But how to perform that what I want to do, okay? But how to perform that which is good, I don't find that there. I find not. To will, to want to do right, that's present with me. But how to perform it, that ain't here. See how God gives us his help? Because I want to do right, but I can't. Because I keep sinning. See, this sounds like a person that got a problem, right? Yeah, that's all of us. All right, verse 19, for the good that I want, or the good that I would, the good that I want to do, I do not. I'm not doing the good that I want. But the evil which I would not do, or the evil that I don't want to do, that I do. I'm finding myself doing evil, and I'm trying to do good. Now remember, I didn't write this, you didn't write this. Paul wrote this, and he being transparent. He talking about him. And it's relevant to us. We like, boy, yeah, you right. I've been having that same problem, boy. I should have been came to Jesus. I ain't know you know me like that, Jesus. And boy, I know you better than you know yourself. No, I'm talking about Romans chapter 7. Wow. Verse 20. Now, if I do that, I would not. If I do that which I don't want to do, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. Do we continue to let sin do it? Nope. Mm-mm. Verse 21, let's keep reading. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. That's one law. When I want to do good, guess who show up? Evil is present. When I want to do good, evil show up. He present. For I delight in the law of God. There go another law. Y'all see that? There's two laws right there now. When I want to do good, evil is present. That's a law. Verse 22 says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's the law that I'm delighting after. That's the spiritual side of it. That's what gives me life and peace. That's why I stay in my Bible so much, and that's why you need to stay in your Bible so much. Life and peace in this thing. I don't want to put it down. You know what I'm talking about? Shoot. So if that's a law, that evil is present when I want to do good, and then the law of God, you see what I'm saying? That, you know, I want to please, I delight in the law of God. I like it. I delight in it. I enjoy it. After the inward man. All right, that's a law. And then it says, but I see another law. So there's three laws. One law is, when I want to do good, evil is present. The next law is God's law that I delight in. The third law is the law of sin that's in my body. The law of sin says, it feels so good to me. The law of sin says, it looks so good to me. The law of sin says, it sounds so good to me. That's what the devil did to Eve, made it sound good to her. The law of sin says, boy, that smells so good to me. Scrum delicious, scrum delicious. Oh, I'm sorry. Scrum delicious, scrum. Okay, something. Smells so good. Oh, yeah, the law of sin say, hey, that tastes so good to me. But you know sin brings death, right? Sin hang out with death. Sin is trying to get you opened up so it can kill you. Sin is not your friend. Sin is serious business. It's so serious that God came and died so he can separate you from your sins so you can be in Jesus. That, I'm talking about sin, serious business. It's a dirty mother. Shut your mouth. I'm telling you. God hates it. So, verse 23, Romans chapter 7 says, but I see another law in my members. That's just three. Warring against the law of my mind. So the law in my members against the law of my mind, because my mind want to do with the law of God. But my body don't know that it's time for us to start doing the law of God, because my body still want to do what it was used to doing. It still want to be a sinner. Your flesh ain't going to be saved. It's the inside of you, and then God will help you control that flesh that's on the outside. But I see another law in my members, in my body parts, warring. It's warring. It's fighting against the law of my mind. See, that's why we can't fight each other. The fight is inside you. It's another law in my members warring against the mind of Christ, the law of my mind, right? And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Bringing me into captivity, that's a like prison inmate, right? Bringing me captive, you know, making me captive to the law of sin, which is in my members. Look at verse 24. He's going to be real, real with it. Yeah, what we thought, ratchet. We thought ratchet just came. We just spell it different. You know what I'm saying? We just spell it different. Might say it different. You know what I'm talking about? But look at verse 24, Romans chapter 7. Paul Ben wrote that. Oh, wretched. Wretched man. Ratchet. You ratchet humans? Oh, wretched humans that we are, right? But Paul said, I'm going to make it personal. I'm going to tell y'all my testimony. Paul said, Romans chapter 7, verse 24, oh, wretched man that I am. Now, remember, Paul was over there consenting. He was going to get the believers and bringing them back to be in prison or get stoned to death. He was going to get them. I'm talking about males, females, children. He going to get them. That's how Paul was doing when he was Saul. It's all in your Bible. You have to read Acts to see that. All right, so Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death, man? Who going to deliver me from the body of this death?
because I'm sitting up here doing evil, and I don't want to do evil. I want to do good, but I don't know how to perform it, because every time I want to do good, here come evil showing up. So then I got to get to this point, no, boy, I ain't no good. I'm a wretched human being. And then I got to look and say, who shall deliver me from this, from the body of this death, man? Who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? Because I'm dead while I'm walking in the body. I can't even get to God, right? Then here go the hope. Here go the salvation, verse 25. I thank God. Yeah, he answered the question. See, the Bible just don't ask the question and then leave you without an answer. He answered the question in the next verse, Romans chapter 7, verse 25. I thank God. Who's going to deliver me from this body or from the body of this death that's making me fall short? Who's going to deliver me? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There it is. Yeah, that's a good place to hallelujah again. Who's going to deliver me? God. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into Romans chapter 8 a little bit, even though I was over there a little bit already. You know what I'm talking about? But let's take this break, and we'll be right back. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you, and much love. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, why do we do what God tells us don't do? Hey, go back to the beginning and listen to the whole broadcast if you missed it. You know what I'm talking about? The answer's in there. And we got more. When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ, we'll be right back.
Father God, Lord, I thank you for keeping me. I did not know, and I was in the life of sin. Truly, if Satan could have had his way with me, he would have sealed my fate. But your mercy and your grace endured with me, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because I know you care. When my life was filled with pain and misery, I thought it wasn't fair. You was there, all alone, you've been carrying me. From the pool of my sin, you rescued me, and now I clearly see I need you. Can't make you without you, gotta tell this girl about you. You're not a man, you should lie, so I do not have to doubt you. Jesus, you're the reason I breathe. I was blind, but now I see you set me free because of L-O-V-E. You were there when I couldn't see you. You were there when I couldn't feel you. You were there when I didn't know you. You were there when my life was a mess. You made me a success, cause you're the best, and now I'm yours, cause you live for me. You bled for me, you died for me, and on that third day you rose for me. When I called on your name, you was right there. You saved my soul and now there's no more fear. He was there for me, I cried for help and he was right there for me. He was there for me, I cried for help and he was right there for me. He was there for me, I cried for help and he was right there for me. Waking in cold sweat cause I could barely breathe. And when it came to your will, I didn't regard rebellious heart, no respect for God. It was the lust of my flesh that was constantly feeding me death. Worshipping idol gods like myself. Tell me what's next, you had a plan for me. When no one else was saying you stood for me. Captive to sin, how could you still love me? My intercessor in this time of need. Worthy of death for the verdict, red mercy. You were there, I love you Lord because you really care. Suffered the wrong for the right even though it wasn't fair. My God, I'll follow, serve you till the day I die. If it's tearing, if not, I'll meet you in the sky. So don't worry until that day, I'll be yelling Christ. I'm not ashamed of your name because you gave your life. So I pray. He was there for me, I cried for help and he was right there for me. He was there for me, I cried for help and he was right there for me. He was there for me, I cried for help and he was right there for me. He was there for me, I cried for help, I cried for help. He was there when you should have died. Alive. The fire jumped off, but the bullets didn't escape. And now you have fantasies of memories standing at hell's gate. Was you ready to face the master for the life that you live? I don't think so, thank you for the mercy that he gives. You've been given another chance, for the devil you've danced for too long. Prodigal son, it's time to come on home. He's calling you, and he loves you, but the choice is yours. I don't understand in your life, but seeing you stand for it. But let me tell you, at the door of
your heart. He knocks and awaits, but the time comes when he walks away, so you better repent.
He was there for me.
I cried for help and he was right there for me.
He was there for me.
I cried for help and he was right there for me.
He was there for me.
I cried for help and he was right there for me.
He was there for me.
I cried for help.
Perfect route, perfection, he passed it.
I don't know what happened, man.
And I put that up on everything. He saved me, yeah, he saved me.
I'm looking straight at my past, and I promise I'm not going back. Cause Christ is too good for that. He saved me, yeah, he saved me.
Yeah, that's right. He saved me. Yeah, that's what salvation is all about. He saved me. Saved me from what? From eternal separation from him. How about that? He saved me from being eternally separated from him. He saved me from, you know, sin and death. He saved me. You know what I'm talking about? Whew. Yes, sir. I ain't got to face his wrath. He saved me through Jesus Christ. All right, you are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, man, we up in here. Today's topic, why do we do what God tells us don't do? And we got an explanation for it. And Romans chapter 7 explains it a lot. We went to Genesis first, though. You know what I'm talking about? How God made us, and we was upright and everything, and then here we go, messing up. Let's go to Romans chapter 3, then we're going to go to Romans 8. So we're about to end. We're going to end with Ephesians. All right, so the next three places we're going are going to be in Romans. We are already in Romans. And then we're going to end in Ephesians. And you can go on about your day after this. But don't forget what you heard. All right? Yeah, we need to meditate and focus on this for real, man. Write you some notes down and repeat it. You'll be amazed. All right, Romans chapter 3, go to verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned with an E-D on it, past, and come short, not came short, all right? See that? Come, that means present. Mm-hmm. Fall, that means present, not fail. All right? Sinned, that's past. Come, that's present. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're always going to come short of the glory of God, all right? Humans. Nothing that we do, nothing that we say can make up to God for what we need. You know what I'm talking about? So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24 says, being justified, all of us being justified freely by his grace. No excuse, people. All have sinned and come short of his glory. All is justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, though. You can't leave Jesus out. We're justified. Justified means you're made not guilty. And you get the benefits of not being guilty from God. Being justified freely now. You ain't got to pay for it. He paid for it for you. Being justified freely by his grace. Yeah, his love, his grace. His grace brought his love. That's why we get to experience his love. We don't deserve to experience his love. We wretched. Remember, we ain't no good. But his grace brought love, well, his love brought grace and mercy, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, the redemption that is only found in Christ Jesus, nowhere else. All religions fall short. All your own works, rituals fall short. Romans chapter 3, go to verse 28 says, therefore we conclude that a man or a human is justified by faith without doing the law, without the deeds of the law. A human is justified by faith. Therefore, we conclude that a human, is justified by faith without doing the law. All you got to do is receive Jesus who did the law for you. Mm-hmm. The one who did the law for you. Right? Romans chapter 5. We about to get up out of here. Romans chapter 5. Look at verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith. Faith, we receive Jesus and we believe what Jesus did for us. You know what I'm talking about? So therefore, being justified, not guilty, by faith, we have peace with God. You won't even have peace with man, but you will have peace with God. That's greater. So we be focusing on the wrong thing. We be trying to get humans that ain't no good, that's wretched, just like you and me. We be trying to get them to not like us and all that and accept us. Man, please, time out for that. I've got peace with God. I ain't studying humans with they no good wretched behind.
Let God be studying them. God loved us so much that he, you see what I'm saying, gave Jesus. I'm just going to preach this word. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's what Jesus did for you. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you need Jesus, because without Jesus, you still don't have peace with God. I don't care what kind of religion you caught up in. I don't care what kind of good works you doing. If you don't have Jesus, you still don't have peace with God. Verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith. That means we can get in here. He the key. We got access by faith into this grace that we don't deserve. So in this grace, we experience his mercy. We receive his love. You know what I'm talking about? Wherein we stand in this grace and rejoice in this grace in hope of the glory of God. Yeah, we recognizing and realizing it ain't on me. It's all about God and what he did for me. Go to verse 8, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, but God commended his love toward us, gave his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, while we had our back turned on, Christ died for us. See what I'm saying? Adam and Eve. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we are now justified, made not guilty before God by the blood of Jesus. We shall be saved from wrath through him. God's wrath will not touch you. Because you got his blood on you. Passover. We got the blood of Jesus on us. Verse 10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. He brought us back to him, right? While we were enemies. Much more, we're going to be reconciled. Much more, it says we shall be saved by his life, though. That's why he comes and he gives us life and then gives us life more abundantly, meaning he gives you peace, he gives you joy, he gives you love. I'm talking about et cetera, everything you need. Verse 11 says, and not only so, but we also joy in God. We joy in God. Shouty, how about that? You know how to joy in God? We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't be sad. We joy. By whom we have now received the atonement. You ain't got nothing. When you think about this, you really ain't got, I'm talking about comparing your problems of the world and put it up against this. Man, please, this will give you joy. It will make us joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Verse 12 says, wherefore, as by one man, check this out. This is real good. As by one man, sin entered the world. Remember Adam? By one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men because of one man. Death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. One man. By one man, sin entered the world. We read about it today. Sin was not in the world until Adam and Eve listened to serpent Satan. As by one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all humans. For they all have sinned, yeah. All men, all humans. Go to verse 18, Romans chapter 5. Verse 18 says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men because of what Adam did, to condemnation, condemn you, doomed, headed to destruction. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the one that's greater than Adam, Jesus. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men. The free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Now, all men, they won't acknowledge Jesus, though. You're justified freely, and you got to come get this forgiveness. You got to come get it. So, Satan wants us to look at the one part, Adam and Eve, but he don't want us to look at the second part, verse 18, Romans chapter 5, verse 18, the second part, even so by the righteousness of one, by God doing, you know, good through Jesus, or by Jesus making the right choices, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So Adam messed all of us up, and Jesus fixed all of us up. What's your excuse now?
wretched self. Verse 19 says, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Yeah. Many is going to be made righteous by what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, A-D-A-M, not no A-T-O-M. No, this ain't science right here. This is godliness. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And that's in 1 Corinthians. I didn't call that out. I just wanted to read it to you. That's in 1 Corinthians, though. Yeah. Let you know the difference between Adam and Eve. Adam messed up and passed sin down to everybody else. And Jesus came and fixed up and passed salvation down to everybody. Now, I give you peace with God, but you got to receive me. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and verse 21, and then we out. Ephesians. It's behind Romans. It's behind Corinthians. So you find Galatians after Corinthians, 1 and 2 Corinthians, then you find Ephesians after Galatians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and verse 21. The last verses that I'm going to give you for today. Remember, don't let this go in one ear and not the other. Write your notes now. Go back over your notes during the week. You'll be surprised. You know what I'm saying? Man, I wrote this, you know what I'm saying, 2 months ago, and now it's relevant today. You know what I'm talking about? You'll be surprised because the Word of God is living. All right? So, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and verse 21 says, now unto him that is able. Who going to deliver me from this body of death with my wretched self? I thank God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Exceeding, that's way more. Abundantly, that's way more too. Above, way above all that we ask. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. According to what? The power that's already in you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost already in you. He's able to do, and I'm talking about the impossible can get done with God. Verse 21 says, unto him be glory. Not to you, not to Rev, okay? But unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I like that verse. Yeah, I like that. World without end is in that verse right there. That's where we going. Yeah, they trying to get these, you know, trying to stay on the earth. Man, please. We trying to stay in heaven, cuz. What's wrong with y'all? So, yeah, let me read that verse again, verse 21. Unto him be glory. To God be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Throughout all ages. World without end. Amen. If you keep faith in God. Yeah, that's that world without end. We keeping faith in God even now. World without end. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, it was good too. Why do we do what God tells us don't do? We got to the root of it. Now that you got to the root of it, go handle that. God got your back. Well, Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll get at you next time. Appreciate you tuning in.
Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. But God. But God. Yes. Hallelujah, all day. Still praising Yahweh.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love.
Yeah.
But God lives in me, Anna. But God. But God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But God, he got my back. But God picked
Hallelujah,
up the slack.
Hallelujah, all
but
day.
But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God lives in me, Anna. But God. But God.
Yeah.
I just listen to the track and let my mind wander. Lord, speak into my heart and let us feel it like thunder. Cause your creation wanna trip and keep running. They live, don't know what they talking about, wanna put on a shout. But I'm gonna represent you for all the time you spent to do what you had to and wanted to do. Do you keep it on the cool? But Satan got them fooled into thinking that you weak because you so meek. So let me speak it back. Satan, you're so weak. We unique with this flow. Keeping it 100, looking for us, here we go. Kicking this gospel, closed doors to hearts. We come through windows of your soul. All while praising God, he sits on the throne.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and up. But God, but God, but God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and up.
But God,
but God,
but God, the agony of defeat is that you are unique. You came into the world more precious than a pearl. To a virgin at that, so Holy Ghost rip the track. Man, I ain't gon' hold back and I'm ready for the attack. Not born in a hospital, but it was right in the middle of a little barnyard. Man, that seems so odd, but we talking about God here. So lend me your ear, hear it real good, get it well understood. Jesus is alive, you can have your own opinion, but it really don't matter. He changed my life and he made me gladder. Like them blind men when they receive their sight, and I'm repping them to the full. You think I'm wrong, but I'm right,
right with this.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and above.
But God,
but God,
but God,
but God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
Right.
But God is never whack.
Hey.
But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and above.
But God,
but God,
but God,
but God, he got my back. So fools and Satan get back. It's a Christ upon his track, and with his power I attack. He wasn't a punk or a coward. Listen as he devours this man-made track. This ain't no broke back.
He's
standing straight and tall like God made all y'all. Oh, you owe me pointing fingers, but I'm pointing at the fall.
At the fall.
So watch your thinking attitude. Jesus came to give you joy and a peaceful mood. This is soul food. I ain't trying to be rude. Just telling you about this dude. You can read it in Jude. Jesus is the Lord and Jesus be the truth. Knock that out the park. OG
Beirut.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Hallelujah.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God,
thank you Jesus.
But God,
thank you Jesus.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
But
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
But
God is full of love. But God lives in me and above.
But God,
get it right.
But God.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.